This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's military reports fierce clashes continued Saturday in three eastern areas where it says Russia has amassed troops and is trying to advance. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In the latest of regular updates, the general's staff named three areas in the Donetsk region, the outskirts of Bakhmut, the Lyman area further north, and the city of Marinka in the central part of the province, as frontline spots, and says that Russia over the previous day staged unsuccessful assault attempts there. The staff updates have so far provided limited information regarding Kyiv's ongoing counter-offensive and have largely focused on defensive activities. Meanwhile, regional governor Pavlo Kirilenko says at least three civilians died and more were wounded on Friday and overnight amid Russian shelling of Ukraine's frontline eastern Donetsk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top U.S. general Friday responded to comments that Ukraine's counteroffensive was moving too slowly. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, told an audience at the National Press Club in Washington Ukraine's counteroffensive was advancing steadily, deliberately, counting their gains in terms of 500, 1,000, 2,000 meters a day while fighting against a much larger and well-equipped army. He said he was unsurprised Ukraine's progress was slower than some people or some computers might have predicted.
What I had said was this is going to take 6, 8, 10 weeks. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very long, and it's going to be very, very bloody. Ukraine is fighting for their life. We are giving them as much help as humanly possible. But at the end of the day, Ukrainian soldiers are assaulting through minefields and into trenches, and this is literally a fight for their life.
This is VOA News. Officials in Kenya now say 52 people have died as a result of the horrific traffic accident late Friday in western Kenya after a driver of a truck rammed into several other vehicles and market traders. Crowds of onlookers were at the scene of the accident Saturday near the Rift Valley town of Lundiani, 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. Officials and witnesses at the scene say the truck was carrying a shipping container and veered out of control off the busy highway adjacent to the area and plowed into multiple other vehicles and people at a busy roadside junction. The Kenya Red Cross said Saturday 32 people were injured and hospitalized and asked Kenyans to donate blood. Transport Minister Kipchumba Murkomen was at the scene Saturday and said the truck involved was a long-distance international vehicle registered in Rwanda.
It is assumed that it was going to Rwanda. And so the facts about this vehicle will not only end with the data we collected on our roads, but also we will need support of the neighboring country to give us more information about the status of this vehicle.
On this, the busiest of U.S. travel weekend of the season, while severe weather could and has delayed airline traffic, airlines could also see disruptions from the switch to 5G wireless networks. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Aviation groups for years have warned 5G signals could interfere with aircraft equipment, especially those using radio waves, to measure distance above the ground, critical for landing planes in low visibility. Wireless carriers had agreed to hold off the change near major airports. But that agreement has now expired. Most U.S. airlines have retrofitted their jet altimeters to protect them against interference from the 5G signals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Some controversial new state laws took effect around the U.S. July 1st. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
July marks the start of the budget year in most states and is also a common date for new laws to take effect, like limits on abortion in North Carolina and gender-affirming treatments for minors in Georgia, South Dakota, and Tennessee. Florida, Idaho, and Kansas all have new laws barring transgender people from using the school restrooms associated with their gender identity. A law banning abortion pills was to take effect in Wyoming, but a judge put a temporary block on the measure. Meanwhile, gun laws are being eased in Florida, but tightened in California and Vermont. Recreational marijuana becomes legal in Maryland, and gas taxes are rising in more than half a dozen states. I'm Julie Walker.
More information on these stories and all the stories we're covering tonight can be found at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA